Consumer confidence dropped in April, according to results released this week by the Conference Board. The survey was completed the day before the Federal Reserve unexpectedly cut interest rates. But commentator Ev Ehrlich says the rate cut probably isn't enough to reverse the economy.
Everybody loves a surprise party, and Alan Greenspan knows how to throw one. All the Fed watchers decided that he wasn't going to lower interest rates until the Fed's next policy meeting on May 15th. Then the lights went on, and there was the entire Open Market Committee coming out from behind the furniture with big smiles on. Surprise! Rate cut! The Fed's action certainly was a surprise, but was it a party? The stock market thinks so, but it could be wrong. The Fed's actions, of course, are driven by the economy's softness. As it said when it cut rates, consumers are still hanging in there, but capital spending, investment in plant and equipment, particularly information technology, is very soft. Lower rates might spur investment spending, but I doubt it. Too much of the investment boom came from dot-com startups that took other people's money, yours perhaps, and bought routers, servers, and other stuff when they set up operations. Lower interest rates won't bring back that kind of spending. But it might keep consumers motivated, which sooner or later will lead firms to invest, if only to meet their customers' demands. But the element of surprise was just as important. Greenspan chose to wait until the markets had given up on him in order to give their expectations a zen slap to the head. "Even when you think I've abandoned you," he told us, "I'm really always there." As to whether his program can save the economy from a severe downturn, I think so, but it's still a close call. There's certainly one and probably two more half-point rate reductions coming before the Fed exhales. But the most puzzling part of the surprise party was the effusive celebration of the stock market. Lower rates will help keep the economy out of a recession, or perhaps a deeper recession, but it's hard to imagine robust growth in the next year or so. After all, investment has practically shut down, and stockholders have lost almost $4 trillion. The economy is not about to drag the stock market out of its mire. For most of modern history, the stock market was considered an ironic place, where bad news like layoffs and cutbacks were considered good news for profits and stocks. That all changed in the fairyland of the late 90s, when company stocks could skyrocket without layoffs or cutbacks or, for that matter, sometimes any employees. Well, we're going back to the old ways now. The overdrive economy is gone. The market will now go up once profits go up. The Fed may succeed in avoiding a recession, but it takes a recession to deliver the kind of cost-cutting cleansing that improves the profit picture. Good news for the economy is bad news for the market right now. Somewhere up ahead, Main Street and Wall Street start heading in different directions.
The comments of Ev Ehrlich, a former Undersecretary of Commerce and author of Grant Speaks.